It's a little higher than the previous years where they've been more in line with $300,000. But the differences are that we've had more students with special needs, which required us to hire more staff. We've given all of our staff increases. We also transport some students to different programs. And of course, transportation costs have gone up and the cost of those programs have gone up. So all those things together really account for that increase in deficit.